The guy played his heart out. You have fantastic rallies at the end. You must be pleased that you were controlling most of them and playing so well from the backcourt.
Yeah. There's some pluses to take out of it. Some things I definitely want to do better. Obviously, it was very competitive. I felt a little bit sluggish to start, sort of let him really into it. And you could see that he started believing after a while, and that's always a dangerous state. I managed to sort of weather the storm and hold it out throughout that match.
What are the things you'd like to do better?
Be more aggressive on the return, establish control on those points, especially at least today, for example, he didn't have a very big serve, and I wasn't just enough of a presence on those return games. I was sort of reactive to what he was doing, and he was doing it well, but I felt like I should have taken it to him probably a bit earlier in the points.
Why were you sluggish at the beginning? You don't have any idea?
It's probably just didn't come out firing right away, and then obviously just errors all over the place, and then I just got a little bit down and negative with myself, and that doesn't help.
A bunch of the statistical geeks have been asked me to ask you how many times you finished off a match with four aces.
A few.
Do you remember any specific times this time? Any specific times aside from today?
I could name three matches off the top of my head. Today, Robin Haase in Paris, indoors. And my first match, I think it was against Berloque the year I lost second round at Wimbledon.
Guillermo Garcia Lopez next round. You surprised to see him there at all on clay? He's a bit more of a hardcore guy.
No, not at all. He had two. I didn't get to see his match today. I watched a little bit of his first round match against Mueller. He had matches that obviously he put himself in a situation to win. When you do that, things can happen. He's won two matches here. I believe he won in straight sets today, so he must. He must be playing some kind of good tennis.
Do you feel like every time you win a game on clay, you learn more about your game?
Yes. Obviously, sometimes the frustrations are hard to deal with, but win or lose, I feel like it, or at least I hope to, at the other end of it, be a better player to some extent.
I mean, not many people are giving you a great chance of like going really, really deep in this tournament. Do you think that kind of position helps you, that there's kind of less pressure coming into those matches and maybe other players will underestimate you in the latter stages?
I don't know. I think I command a big respect and danger from other players. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case with players. Maybe it's just a media discussional case.
Milos, court one is going after this year. What were the conditions like today, and how do you feel about that court?
It's a bouncier court. It's a little bit quicker than the other courts, at least that I've played on. It's a big court as well. But I know it's a court that I've managed. Haven't necessarily played my best on it, but I've had good success on it, I believe. I don't think I've lost on that court, so I can't complain.